Happy Sabbath. Didn't you enjoy the music? It was not my intention to have too special music today. That is beyond my realm. The lady in charge of that is seated somewhere there. She happens to live with me. You know, it's a blessing when you have so many talents in our church and we use all of them to the glory of God. And we have so many budding talents here as well. That's why we're trying to make them do a little more, especially the young kids, because this is your future. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, some of us won't be here. Who knows where we will be, right? I might be underground. Who knows? We don't know. But this is the young people who will be leading the church forward as we journey toward the kingdom. Amen. Today, the title is Don't Forget to Remember. Does that sound an oxymoron? Maybe not. Maybe yes. We will study about that. To forget, to remember. You cannot mention forget, remember without the word memory. They go hand in hand. When you say I have bad memory, that means you did not remember. Did you say you forgot? Can you say, can you remember? Or when you say, I didn't forget, do you have to remember something you didn't forget? And now you're quiet. Well, we'll study about this, okay? Because there are so many things that impacts our life every day. Every day, we make our decisions, we make actions, and it's all based on our, what? Memory. Without memory, we don't have a character. It's what makes who we are, what we are. And according to one philosopher, if we don't have a memory, we are lost souls. So our behavior, our actions, thinking process are a result of our memory. So what is memory? Memory involves a process, right? First, you have to gather the information, store it. That's what we call encoding. Store it in your memory bank. Where is that? Somewhere here, right? And then you recall. That means you remember. In other words, you have to forget, store, recall, or remember. So don't forget to remember. It's still confusing, but at the end, you will probably have a little idea. Now, without forgetting, we would have no memory at all. That's not my statement. This is a statement coming from a leading neuroanatomist. His name is Oliver Hart at the Montreal McGill University. So forgetting is like a filter. You have to filter the bad ones, the superfluous ones, and then you recall only, the brain will use only what is important at that moment. So, if you try not to forget, your brain will be cluttered with so much information that are unnecessary. So many things, superfluous information, and that makes your brain very, very inefficient. So now, let me ask you, is forgetting bad? Okay, now you say it's good. It's our friend, right? Now, what is the key word today? For the kids, the key word is remember. Remember. Take notes, kids. When I was in college, you know, there were seminary students coming from Africa, from Malawi, from Kenya, Uganda, so on. And they have this particular accent that I won't forget. And they say, remember. And that means they have the British accent, right? Remember. I could not forget that because it's still in my mind. When I say remember, remember. So children, remember, remember. So, there are some biblical stories about forgetting and remembering. God remembers. When God remembers, does that mean He forgot? Only one said no. What about the rest? He doesn't forget? If you try to recall something that you didn't forget, is that possible? We will continue with our study. So, God doesn't forget. He always have it in mind. The word remember is only a human terminology by the biblical authors, and he remembered. Actually, he did not forget. He was just trying to deliver what he promised. And you say, and he remembered. How many times you see in the Bible God remembered? A lot. He remembered what he promised Noah. He remembered what he promised Abraham. He remembered what he promised the children of Israel. Now, is there such a person that never forget? Is there such a person that never forgets? No. The obvious answer is no. Now you said yes. Because the answer is yes. There are some people who always remembers. In other words, they don't forget. Now, as of 2021, there were documented 33 people who have this uncanny ability to remember everything. You tell them it's June 15, 1958, they will tell you what exactly happened during that day, what they ate, what they wore, and what they did. Documented by science already. So you call these people abnormal, right? And they're called people with hyperthymesia. That's a new word I only encountered a few days ago when I studied this. Hyper means over or abnormal. Thymesia comes from the word to miss, or in Greek meaning memory. Mysia at the end meaning a disease or disorder. A disorder. So it's a disorder, actually. So our main objective today is to see if there's a connection between our memory, the brain function, and spirituality. Is there a connection? The answer is yes, right? A big yes. Because without memory, as I said, we are lost souls. So today's study will focus on this aspect of humanity as it relates to our spirituality. A text is found in Exodus 19, verse 5. Now, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you will be my treasured possession out of all the nations, for the whole earth is mine. For everything that you promise, you remember, it starts with an agreement. Right? Starts with an agreement. The question is, who can deliver and who forgets and who forget to remember? So an agreement or covenant, let's say a covenant is a written agreement. Agreement may not have to be signed. It can be oral and it could be a handshake only. When the problem is that when you have a covenant, that means both of you parties are obliged to follow the rules. In other words, you have to follow through on what you promised. Because if you don't, under the oath, there is a consequence. But you can be promising somebody without the other guy saying, I agree with you, because it can be a unilateral promise. Let's say I tell you, I promise you I'll give you the phone number tonight. The other guy don't have to agree. All he needs to do is just receive the call, right? So, it starts with an agreement. Now, what about in the Bible? How did the Bible tell us about forgetting, remembering? There are some stories that will give us maybe an idea, you know, how people in the Bible forget. Let's start with that story of Joseph. Joseph is a long story, but we'll dive into where he was in prison. He was in prison with the two other prisoners who were suspected to assassinate the Pharaoh. And one day, this butler and baker had a dream, and they gave it to Joseph, and Joseph was able to interpret it correctly. Because after 3 days, what happened? The butler was... The baker died. The butler went back to his original place. So he went back to the palace. And what did Joseph say to the butler? Please, but please remember me when everything is going well for you. And please be kind to mention me to the king and help me get out of prison. What happened next? The butler forgot. For how long did he forget? 2 years. 2 years. Until finally Pharaoh had a dream and two dreams, and then somebody has to interpret. And he called all the magicians and the wise men in the kingdom, but nobody could do it. Until finally the butler, boom, remembered. That's a thunderbolt. He said, I promised. I now remember. There's a guy out there in the prison who can interpret things. And you know the rest of the story. Joseph interpreted the king's dream, and he became the what? He became Pharaoh? He didn't become Pharaoh. He became the second to Pharaoh. He was the governor of Egypt, and he was in charge of the economy, the agricultural economy. That's why Israel survived, because of him. So it's interesting that Joseph was the victim of this situation. The butler forgot all about him. What about Joseph? Did he ever forget? Or maybe has he had an experience with being forgotten, or maybe being forgetful? Joseph had a son. The first son was named, what's his name? The first son of Joseph? Manasseh. Perfect. You study your Bible. What did Manasseh mean in Genesis 41:51? God has made me forget entirely my troubles and my father's house. God made him forget. So to forget is not necessarily bad if it makes you forget all the sorrows. And let's go to the story of the Israelites. The Israelites, we know they got out of Egypt after the long story of oppression. They crossed the Red Sea. They went to Mount Sinai. They didn't have food. God gave them food. They didn't have water. God gave them water. And there were pestilences and plagues. And there were snakes. They were dying. And God delivered them. But in each event, after each event, the Israelites remember what happened in the past, the miraculous events. They forget. It goes to the same cycle. Each event, miraculous event, is followed by the grumbling, the quarreling, the murmuring, and the threatening of their leaders, especially Moses and Joshua. All of this is documented in Deuteronomy and Numbers. And Moses had to exhort them every now and then. Remember, remember, remember. And every time they were exhorted to remember, they flunked over and over again. What is that? A willful amnesia or simple forgetfulness? Because there are so many kinds of amnesia. There's so many kinds. The short-term, long-term, the willful amnesia, in other words, I don't want to remember. So it remains forgotten. I don't want to remember. But this one is, I believe, in these children of Israel, intentional. Intentional anemia. Why do we forget? Why? So many factors. I can mention only a few. Why do we forget? So, forgetting is when you're sick, you're stressed out, maybe your age, maybe your IQ level. And the older you are, the less memory you have. And when is the time when your memory is the best? Somewhere in the middle, right? Somewhere in the middle. Too young, too old, yeah, those memories will start fading. So where is memory stored? In the brain. Which part of the brain? You're all wrong and you're all correct. Well, let's study about this, okay? Because, you know, the study of the brain is one of those immense, complex aspect of science that one book, two books, a lot of books will not be able to explain it. It's a supercomputer out there in the brain. And nothing yet has even come close to it. So the brain is about how many pounds? 3 pounds, okay? This is 1 pound, 1 pound, put it beside, put another pound here at the back, a smaller one, you call that the brain, right? The brain consists of two major things, the brain, the white and the gray. Which one is more important, the gray or the white? The white? The rest is silent, they're afraid. The least? The white is the least number. There are about estimated 80 billion nerve cells or neurons. What about the white cell? Because estimated to be around 20 billion cells. Now, can you go without the white, only the black, or the gray? No, you cannot, right? And then we'll mention about the brilliant brains, you know, in the past century. And we'll see what kind of brain did he have. So what happens when you have a memory? So when you encode, get the memory, the information, the brain will receive that as a sensory thing. Whether it comes from the eyes, the hearing, the touch, whatever, you heard it, it goes into the encoding process. And then now in the encoding process, it stays in the memory bank and it stays dormant. In other words, that's when you forget. You have to forget. When it's time for recall, that's when you say you remember. The recall, the recollection. So studies have shown that if you have a healthy lifestyle, this process of encoding and storing and recalling is very healthy. And we have studied that before. You know, if you want to be healthy, your mind, body, and soul, that means starts with lifestyle. And what are those? Just to brush through that. Nutrition? What else? Exercise? What else? Lots of water? Lots of rest? And avoid things that affect the mind. Mind-bending medication. So is it normal to forget? You answer that, yes. Of all of us here, is there anyone that has never forgotten anything? I think we mentioned that while everyone is a victim here. We forget, I forget. In fact, I forget to give Gladys the list of the hymns until somebody reminded me. In other words, hey, I'm human. Let's study about a few people. Let's say well-known people, see how their memories are, okay? Do you know Thomas Edison? Nobody knows about him. Thomas Edison, nobody knows. Everyone knows? Okay. Now, Thomas Edison, has invented so many things. He had more than 3,000 patents on his name, and he was considered one of the geniuses of the 19th, 20th century. Did he ever forget? One notable example is that when he got married, right after the ceremony, he snuck into his laboratory and forgot everything after that. And the wife was waiting outside, waiting and waiting and waiting for hours. So it became a story. Why? It's because he's a very well-known guy. Now, what about one of the most brilliant minds of the 20th century? Can you name one? Einstein. Yes, Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was one of those brilliant guys who was able to formulate energy equals mc squared. Nobody has done that before. Why did he do it? Because he had this uncanny ability to solve so many complex mathematical equations in his brain. He was able to decipher three complex formulas, combine them together, and then he came up with that. And now energy equals mc squared, and that's where they got their idea about the atomic bomb. And he was able to convince Theodore Roosevelt at the time that you need to study about the atomic bomb, until finally bomb was dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and then he regretted the whole thing. So, was Albert Einstein forgetful? Yes, come on. Genius people, they forget. The teacher once said, you know, his memory is like a sieve. Nothing is retained. Everything passes through. And one example, when he was riding on a train, the conductor was asking for the ticket. Where's your ticket? And he could not find, reaching for his pockets, could not find the ticket. And the conductor said, oh, sir, you're fine. I know you. You're free. You don't have to. But Einstein said, thank you, gentlemen, but if I cannot find my ticket, how would I know where to get off the train? It's strange, you know, but geniuses have a different kind of brain function. When he died, before he died, he signed a release, you know, I need to be cremated. And the whole scientific world was watching, what about the brain? We need to study that. He was in the mortuary, and somebody snuck into the mortuary and stole the brain. Because it is so important to mankind, you have to study it. So they divided the brain with the consent of the son, divided the brain, one stayed in Pennsylvania, and the other one was shipped to Europe, and they studied it. And what was the difference between Albert Einstein's brain and the average person's brain? Any difference? The size, actually, we say bigger? The size of Albert Einstein's brain was actually smaller than the average. Surprise, surprise. But they were able to study that there was one particular part of the brain, which is where you do this complex abstract thinking and processing of information, that was much bigger than the rest. And it was about 15% bigger. So if you want to know the rest of the story, the brain is still there at Pennsylvania Museum. So why are some events unforgettable? Why? Some people forget events easily and some are not so easy. Now, if you talk about things that are traumatic, usually they are things that are not forgotten easily. I was 5 years old one time, and you know, my father was a mission school teacher to the tribal people in one of the tribes of the Philippines. Basically, they live in the mountains. And my father was assigned to them to teach the children how to read and write and do the math and so on and do a civilized, you know, thing, whatever needs to be done to educate these people. I was five or about 6 years old. That's when I start remembering things. So it's a quiet place, remote from so many civilized activities. And they live in the mountains. We live at the foothills of the tallest mountain peak in the Philippines called Mount Apo. And so one day, there were a group, while playing in the yard, you know, schoolyard, there was a group of people on horseback. They came into the courtyard, and all of a sudden, they scanned the people, the kids playing, and they came to me and snatched me out of the kids and went straight. They galloped toward the mountain. In other words, I was kidnapped, right? There was no news at the time, no television, no Amber Alert, so everything was quiet, as if nothing happened. So if there were news at the time, it would have been sensational. The five-year-old kid was kidnapped. We do not know the motive and so on and so on. No, father was a very peaceful man. He was a missionary. You cannot afford to be cranky or be grumpy to these people. You have to be friendly all the time. So the question is, why? Why? While the horseback people are traveling or galloping toward the mountain, all I can see is the background, you know, where my house was, and of course my brother, two brothers at the time, and my parents. So what happens now? I will never be able to see them. So the things run into your mind so fast, so fast. I wanted to jump, but this guy who was very strong, you know, burly man of his age, you cannot escape the grip from that guy. So we went to the house of the chief. Now, there were two chief tribal areas there, one chief over here and one tribal area here with their own chief. We were closer to this chief right here than that one. That was my father, because we always visited this. I go with my father oftentimes to go to the chief. Was there any problem between these chiefs, or was there a problem with this chief with my father? I do not know. But over there, they served me well. I was accommodated very well. And then I waited and waited. 3 long days of emotional roller coaster. 5 years old. Okay? So what happened after that? Do you want to know the rest of the story? You have to listen to my next sermon. I do not know if there was negotiation behind the scenes or not. I don't care, you know. I just want to be safe again. Whether there was a tension between this tribe and the other tribe, and they want me to be a hostage so that they can make me as a bargaining chip, I don't know, because I didn't really care. 3 days after I was returned to my parents unharmed. I don't know if there was anything that happened behind the scene where there was an agreement to do what or what not to do. It's beyond me, and I didn't care anyway. So I was in the custody of my parents again. The most important to me at this time was I was back in my father's protective care again. What did the Bible say about remembering? We mentioned it earlier. Story of Noah. And you know the story of Noah very well. The story of Noah, and later in the story, when we see the word, and he remembered. What about Abraham? That's a lesson. And he promised Abraham, and later he delivered. Because God never forgets, and he doesn't go back on his promise. What about the children of Israel? God promised them, he remembered them over and over again, but the Israelites continued to grumble, to murmur, and complain about everything. In Jeremiah 31, verse 33, this is where the covenant with Israel was renewed. This time, the Lord said, I will put this in your inward parts and write it in their hearts, and you shall be my people, and I will be their God. When this was pronounced at the foot of Mount Sinai, which is Mount Horeb at the same time, God was speaking to the children of Israel directly. God in the mountain, children of Israel was gathered around. When he spoke to them through Moses, it was like thunder, and they were so afraid. When God pronounced to them through Moses that this is the covenant, you will be my people, and you have to follow the commandments that I told you. What did the people say? This we will do. This we will do. And of course, the history says they forgot. They forgot, but God remembers, and he delivers all the time. And there was one particular thing about in the Bible in Exodus that God put a special attention to it. It's found in Exodus 20, verse 8. What did it say? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Why did he say remember? Out of the Ten Commandments, there's only one that he said remember. Because it will be forgotten. It will be forgotten. The rest, we always remember. No, I know. We should not kill. We should not steal. We should not bear false witness against another one. Remember the Sabbath day? What? The seventh day is Sunday. I was listening to a debate one time about seventh day and Sunday. And this is between a Catholic and an SDA pastor. And the Catholic was trying to prove that, you know, according to the documents, what is that? Encyclopedia and whatever written documents he had. He said, Sunday is the first day of the week, according to encyclopedia. If you're a Christian, would you base your belief on the encyclopedia? That's ridiculous, right? Bible is our standard. That's where we base everything on. When God makes a promise, he has this binding oath that he will be our God and we will be his people, and he never forgets. God reminds us that he redeemed us from the clutches of Satan. Even if we have a tendency to grumble, complain, and be ungrateful. We were hostages, and he redeemed us with a ransom, his very own blood. If we remember all that Christ has done for us and the promise that the reward someday will be there in heaven with him, that should be enough to give us the strength we need to deal with the present. And that promise we have to stand on. We have to stand on his promise. As we sing our closing song, remember, let's have the chorister and the pianist come here. Remember not to forget what he promised. He always deliver, and he always remember.
Shall we all rise and sing hymn number 331, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Bye.
Oh Lord God, the sentiment of the song is what we treasure today. You are our master, you are our friend, and you will be our guide, and you will be our God. And we promise with your help that we will be your sons and daughters, and we'll abide by the covenant and the promise. For we ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen.